For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was it? Remind me. It was the feminist. It was angry women. Who was it that killed off chivalry in men, gentility in men? Who was it that said women men holding the doors for women was insulting? Who was it that said men who believed that it was their job to try to provide for their families, including their wives, was some kind of a sexist gambit? Who was it that said the beautiful old custom of having men take off their hats when a woman was present or to stand when a woman entered the room? Who called that vestiges of patriarchy? So you basically, at the one hand, feminists, you destroyed every impulse in genuine masculinity to be nurturing, to be kind, to be protective, to be provisional. You called all traditional classy male values, you called them sexist. All that then left in your arsenal was the handful of bad men who do bad things. Meanwhile, you, on the feminine side, are 100% exempted from the consequences of what you did to chivalrous men, to thoughtful men, to providing men. You drove them away. It was you who said that women don't need fathers in the household. It was you who said men have no say in the life of the babies they conceive with you. You can abort them at will. It was you, feminists, who downgraded every aspect of our military and our police, where men and our fire departments, where men primarily stand tall and brave. You said that that was toxic masculinity. And now you come back at us after you've stripped men of every responsibility that they willingly took upon themselves, and you condemn them for that because they're not the kind of men you say they should be? That is the seat of hypocrisy.
Well,
tell us what you really think.
I love it. That was Dr. Duke. Oh, man. That was quite a rant, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. We'll take your calls. Man, he nails it on that. We've done a few shows on feminism, and we did one yesterday on feminism and the truth about the women's suffrage movement. Now, yesterday, sometimes I go a little too quick on the show for my own good. And where I've been exploring a topic, I don't sometimes explain all that I'm thinking. When I was referring to suffrage yesterday, I was actually referring to the suffering that women felt, that they think that they felt until we got the vote. That the vote, which is suffrage, was the catalyst for women kind of getting their validation ever in the history of ever. And that's what I was referring to more. And I know what suffrage means, by the way. Suffrage actually is the vote. But also I was referring to the overall movement as we see it from today's lens. And so sometimes I go a little too quick and I don't explain what I'm thinking. And so I had a couple of messages yesterday. Suffrage means, I said, I know what suffrage means, but I was trying to talk about the overall movement of women, because the feminists use that springboard as we suffered, we were at the guillotine,
we
knew no life before we had the vote, and the vote is not the end-all be-all for women, and it didn't give us our validation. And that was the point I was trying to make. But I thank you for a couple of emails I got. I was trying to refer to the whole way that we, our perspective, tackles this. We look at it as we suffered until we got the suffrage movement. So anyway, I should sometimes slow down a little and maybe really explain where I'm coming from. But I so appreciate all of you. And the news clip that Carl just did talked about the water company. The water company playing fast and loose. They were being accused of playing fast and loose with their numbers, correct?
Yeah. Well, it's a group that opposes the pipeline.
Yeah.
And they're claiming that the Washington County Water Conservancy District is hiding a massive surplus of water from the public, thereby manipulating the numbers in order to justify the pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember just even, 2015, they came out and said our numbers would be much higher than they are even right now. There is a lot of that that happens. And that was in a report for housing. And then, of course, the numbers didn't quite get where they thought they would get to, you know. And so I think our growth that they like to spout, forgive the pun, water spout, like the spout is conveniently always higher than what is going to be actually going on. And I don't know that they've actually met a projection. Have they ever met a projection when they do that?
Never.
I haven't seen.
No,
I haven't seen anything. Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen anything that they've ever actually nailed a projection. But that's why they call them projections, I'm sure, is what they'll say. You know, we're only projecting. We just project so much higher. So now they're saying, you know, we'll have 500,000 by the year 2065. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Anyway, and by 2065, I doubt we'll even be here. By 2065, give me a break. Anyway, so this 140-mile Lake Powell pipeline, they said, will bring over 82,000 acre-feet to Washington County and help diversify the county's water supply. My only request was that they ever look at primary water, that they ever go for the obvious, mm-hmm. and primary water is available. It's available underfoot. You go deep enough, you're going to find it. And so there's a lot of cause for concern that we use water for political reasons, for financial gain, for that we actually, water is renewable. And we actually don't have a water shortage, but they're totally unwilling. When I brought this up to the mayor, he said that I should talk to the Water Commission about primary water.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't think they're going to want to listen to that, because that would kind of take away all the power from the Water Commission if this is true. So there's lots of interviews you can watch on that. Dr. Stephen Reese was one of the best on that subject. But we don't explore any other options enough. And I don't like the Enviro groups, because I think they do it for some of the wrong reasons. But I do think in this case, and it isn't so much, I think it's just the overall lie that we're told. And I really do believe it's a lie that we have these shortages, that water isn't renewable, so that they can use more control over the populace. You control water? Are you kidding? You control the populace. You have a lot of power, unchecked power.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it again and again. We've talked about this on the show, where it was the Water Conservatory that was heading up. It was Ron Thompson that was heading up giving lands away to the turtles. It was so far, as we've talked about the Water Conservancy, it's interesting how they pop up in all kinds of different aspects, where you think the EPA was in charge, or you think that that it was the leftists that went after something, and it was actually the Water Conservancy at the helm. So that's bothersome, isn't it? Should worry us a little bit.
You know, the outfit, the Water Conservancy District claims that this other outfit is misrepresenting the data.
Mm-hmm.
But their only response is, those responsible with providing water to Utah's population and economy know the Lake Powell pipeline is essential to serve the future.
Who decided
needs.
It was essential?
The people responsible for providing water.
Yep. That's my point.
Yeah, but the Utah River Council is putting out numbers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And saying these numbers don't work out.
Yeah. And so are they playing fast and loose with the numbers? Well, you know, I wouldn't put it past them, because I've seen them do some monkey and stuff before. So
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if they were to try and get that pipeline. That pipeline was, I think, already decided on. It was a done deal, and they wanted to push. I know that the representative from Kanab, he owned a lot of property along that pipeline, right? He was pushing it hardcore.
Mm-hmm. But the issue,
Mike Noel,
to me, the issue really is every bit of it's speculation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't know what the population will be. They don't know how much water is going to be needed. Mm-hmm. They don't know if it's worth spending the millions and millions of dollars it's going to take to bring that pipeline working.
Right.
And they don't know if there'll even be enough water to run through the pipeline when it's built.
Hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of speculation here.
I know.
But we do know that there is primary water.
Yes, in fact, in the late 60s, the late Dr. Stephen Reese, he's a geologist, mining engineer, he introduced the California government to the concept of primary water, and he proposed a water delivery plan which had included the drilling of 8,000 primary water wells along the foothills of the Sierra Nevada mm-hmm. mountains, okay? And the state government at the time, does this sound familiar? Was geared toward managing only atmospheric water, so the Reese proposal was ignored and the California Aqueduct was built. That's mm-hmm. why it was built. And so he, at the time, was trying to get them to listen. So had Reese's plan been endorsed at the time with primary water, the output of those primary water wells at a conservative average of 270 gallons per minute would be producing over 3 trillion gallons of water a day, 365 days a year. And if a scaled-down version of Reese's plan utilizing primary water wells was in place today, the problem of water outages in many of those central towns in California who have now run out, they say, would never have happened. So if the technology for drilling for primary water hadn't been repressed for decades by the California government and the other governments worldwide, plenty of fresh water would be flowing. Farming, wildlife, we wouldn't have their multi-year droughts. But what comes with those things? A lot of power, control, money, and regulation, policy, right? Mm-hmm. And so so if you want an illustration of what primary water versus atmospheric water cycles are like, you can actually go to primarywaterinstitute.org, primarywaterinstitute.org. And they very much stand by the fact that water is very renewable, and it is truly something that should not be manipulated and controlled by water conservancies or water districts everywhere in the nation. We have a renewable source. God made a really great earth. He really did. And we don't give that enough credit sometimes. We don't want to look at that as, you know, as the truth. Caller, you have 30 seconds. Sorry to do that to you.
Oh, this is quick. You know, a lot of things really don't matter in life, mm-hmm. but we all need food and water.
Yeah.
And you look at who controls it, and like you said, with the regulation, the power and control.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot behind it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. And he's right. There is a lot behind it. And that's why they're not even willing to look at Dr. Reese and many others that came before him. Even Aristotle. I mean, you go in the way back machine, you will find so much on primary water. It wanted to be ignored. They wanted to ignore it so that they could deliver control. And we need to be looking at all of these things. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water.
Hi there. Well, that's an oldie, isn't it? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me and just talking a little bit about water. Just because somebody works for the conservancy doesn't actually mean they understand all about water. It means they understand about regulation and policy and control. Doesn't necessarily mean that they know much about water. I just wanted to tackle that for a few minutes because it's something that I think most people have never been schooled on, because we've always been schooled that government's in charge of water and that government should be in charge of water. We never ask ourselves why that is. and why they get to regulate it so and never look at any of the other options, the obvious ones that have been even historically talked about for eons. I mean, it's not even new. It's just an understanding. Before I get there, yes, I get my cars fixed over at Wright, Wright Auto, and it's WRIGHT, big yellow sign by Costco. And if I were you, I'd get my car fixed there. They're really great. They're honest. They understand everything about cars. They've been doing this a very long time. They have really skilled guys working there that understand what they're doing. And they'll be honest with you. They'll tell you whether it's a big problem or a small problem. I always count on them to tell me the truth. I've been over there for over 6 years now, brought all my cars there. And I have family. When people move here, I tell them, go to Wright Auto if you need an honest mechanic. They're simply fantastic. Get over to Wright Auto because I do. And I actually just got one of my cars back, and it's working perfectly. So they absolutely know what they're doing. Plus, they're going to be honest with you. And they do alignments. They do everything. They do all kinds of brake job, you name it. I'd go to them first because they'll be honest and tell you. I've even had my car in there where they've said, nope, doesn't need to be. That doesn't need to be fixed. I mean, talk about honesty. It's hard to find in a mechanic, isn't it? And I just love those guys. Wright Auto. You'll love them. And they'll get your car back to you quick, too. So I want to play this. Can I play this? Let me play this. It kind of explains if you're wondering where I'm coming from on the primary water. This is just a 3-minute clip by Deborah Tavares, which I thought was actually really good, and it kind of explains it in about 3 minutes. And she's talking to a community there in California, and so this is Deborah Tavares talking about primary water. Here you go.
Deborah Tavares, and I've been talking about primary water. Primary water is a global reality, so those here from our sister city would be happy to know that they're not in a water scarcity, as we're being told here. In fact, primary water wells are drilled all over the world. What is primary water? Well, primary water is a renewable water resource that the earth presents us in enormous amounts, in that between hydrogen, which means in Greek water and making, and hydrogen and oxygen create water. Water surfaces in springs, in geysers, and in many of the waterfalls that you may see in Hawaii on the tops of volcanoes, it continues to flow into pools down below. Primary water is what we know as oases in the desert. In fact, in Jericho, where it only rains once every 3 to 4 years, they have primary water, which allows them to have plentiful yields of dates, and it's a very green location. There are many areas throughout the world that are only there because of primary water, such as Israel. Israel would not be able to have the population that it has if they had not accessed primary water. Primary water is where the water comes from. All surface water on the planet comes from within the earth and comes up. We are taught that our water is really the secondary water source from rain and snowmelt. All water comes from primary water and evaporation. All the surface water on the planet comes from primary water. Sadly, we have not been told the true water facts. We do not have a water scarcity. As a matter of fact, we have more water than the entire planet could possibly ever use. In fact, the primary water experts are saying that if we drilled, which we don't have to drill deep, because certainly once oxygen and hydrogen turn into water, it must exit, and it will exit, just as the Napa earthquake showed us, that after the quake, dried creeks and streams started to flow. That was an example of primary water. To fill the depleted groundwater basins, all we have to do is allow the primary water to replenish and recharge those basins. It's inexcusable that we're being pushed into the privatization of water, the charging of water, and the fear of scarcity. Thank you. I have flyers in the back.
So, does that sum it up? She's right. Israel Jericho. Yeah.
They've taught the watershed and hydrologic cycle theory of water. That's all they've ever taught us.
Mm-hmm.
So it rains. The watershed collects the water. There's evaporation. It rains again. And that mm-hmm. cycle is what we rely on.
Right.
But what about all the places on Earth where there is no watershed?
Yeah.
That still managed to somehow find water.
Isn't that interesting? And I see this is when the mayor said, you know, I have to go be schooled by Renstrom on water because mm-hmm. I obviously don't know what I'm talking about. When these things come up, why do we not understand? Why do we not look at even Israel? Why? And there's so many articles and periodicals that talk about Israel and talk about its drilling of deep wells. And we ignore it? We just ignore it. It's all we do. And we act like it's some crazy idea, just some crazy land idea. I wish they would listen. I really do. And I wish they'd be schooled on actual water rather than just control. It would be nice for a change. Love to see that.
What you never hear them say, though, mm-hmm. is that it's more expensive to drill to an aquifer than to run a pipeline.
Yes. That's very, very true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
That quote you just shared with us about John Pike is a great endorsement for changing the way we choose people to serve on the Water Conservancy District Board.
Please, yes.
I've been talking about this a long time.
Yes.
We need to directly elect people just for that one task because it's so important in this part of the world.
Oh,
and
my gosh, amen.
To say, I love it. I love what you just said. And I think we need to spread that around so people understand.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mayor is saying he doesn't really understand it well enough.
Yes.
To make
decisions.
Come on.
So go to somebody that was just appointed to the Water Conservancy because they know. But again, they don't know about water. They know about the control of the conservancy and what the conservancy's role in water is, but not actually about water. There's a huge difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a huge difference. And in other parts of the country, we probably wouldn't be as engaged in this issue, but it's so important here.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach is a good guy, and he's
yes.
going to be great. But let's give him a board that is elected specifically for water issues and nothing else.
Right, and the schooling of what water is and how much water is underfoot
right.
in deep drilling. And all we have to do is even look to Israel to say, how are you doing it? There are many, many, many articles written about this, and they call it the secret of Israel's water miracle. It's not a miracle. It's just that they're tapping into the deep wells. We aren't over here. So,
well, considering we're talking Israel, it probably is a miracle that somebody happened onto it at some point. We also need to get the Israelis to help mm-hmm. us get rid of TSA, too. But that's another topic for another day.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I mean, I know Aristotle was even talking about this. This goes in the way back machine. So they were very aware that they were very, very aware that water existed
mm-hmm.
deep below us. So, yeah. And that's exactly how Israel solved their water problem. So I just don't understand why we're unwilling to look. Oh, I do. Yes, I do. Because there's lots of power and control and a lot of financial gain from a pipeline. That's why.
That and there's a lot of fun in doing mm-hmm. desalinization plants too in the ocean.
Right. Right.
That's what evaporation is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so there was a book. There was a book, I think it was Seth Siegel wrote a book called Let There Be Water. And so might want to check that out. And with all the what should have been huge water problems in Israel, they dug deep. And that's my only point is, please don't look at that as some crazy idea when it's been talked about for so long. And people have tried, even in California, they have water failure, don't they? And Walter Reese was trying to tell them years and years and years ago, decades ago, if you do this, you will not have a water problem. But what's become because of the water problem? A lot of control, regulation, and policy, that's what. And it's still a massive failure. So their plan failed. The aqueduct, that failed. They could have won the day, but they didn't. Didn't want to.
You know, the Coco Nino mm-hmm. The Shelley Aquifer, which is under Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't it interesting that that's where the Southwest Indian tribe lived?
Wonder what they had all figured out.
Yeah.
Right?
And it used to amaze the white people.
Yes.
How do they get water?
Are we just unwilling to look at anyone in history? It was a very condescending sort of, why don't you go get schooled, Kate? Why don't you go learn from the masters? Yes, I'm just so up in the night, right? This has been used so much. And we really do need to look at all of the other options that are right underfoot. And that's why I disagree with some of the EPA groups or the tree hugging groups out there that are only seeking to do it through actual more regulation by telling the people that you have to conserve to a point where you can hardly use any water. See, that's not where I'm coming from at all. Where I'm coming from is use what's underfoot and let's go to the obvious and let's look around and see what other people have been doing to do this. And I don't understand why we absolutely turn our back on something like that. Why? Because we're so schooled and so used to relying on local governments. And why we don't elect the Water County Commission is unreal to me. I still don't understand why we are still living in a community where they have so much power and control, yet we're not deciding who gets to go there. Not that we would do a stellar job. Look at what we have in local government right now. Socialism 101. But I would like a say. I would like a say in it. And we don't get a say at all. So, boy, wouldn't that be fresh, you know? It just bothers me. It bothers me because people are so dismissive about this. But we really do have plenty of water, just like Deborah Tavares said. And as I looked into this even a couple of years ago as I presented it on the show, people were flabbergasted to hear this. Why? Because we're never schooled in this. Did you ever learn that in school? Of course you didn't. Nobody did. You have to go seek that out in order to learn about it, because it's just not, even though it's steeped in history, it's just not as well known because they don't want it to be. The government wants to run it on every turn, every even local government. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Are you giving your
talk lines are open now? Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Water, cool, clear water.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, local hour. I've got Uncle Milty with me. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I was going to go into this sort of explanation before the break, but I didn't have time. So I want to go there because even the Romans understood what we were talking about with primary water. The term actual primary water was coined by the doctor that I cited at the very beginning of this hour, who actually talked about that in the 60s. So the name was given, but the concept was around for eons, right? All the way back in history. Before I go there, get over to defendingutah.org. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you're getting some of their DVDs. They're great watching materials, and it's a great subscription to get for dear old dad because anyone can learn how to be a better citizen, a better informed citizen, and they certainly have new pieces coming out daily on journalism pieces that they're doing, or they're discovering really what's going on in the state of Utah. So if you're scratching your head and you're asking yourself, how did we get here in Utah? DefendingUtah.org is a great place to go for resources on that very topic. And Ben comes on our show and he does a good job. So with that being said, let me describe this for people that are still on the fence about this. Just because we've been so schooled about the conservancy always telling us where water's supposed to come from. And it really, the pipeline is rather ridiculous when you think about it. There's a lot of financial gain coming from that and control. So people ask, you know, sometimes, what are some of the well-known locations for primary water? Well, it flows out or is being pumped out all over the world. Primary water flows out of vents below below sea level. These freshwater vents are well known around the world, and primary water wells associated with like Rift Valley of Africa that are being established in Kenya and Tanzania, eastern source of the Jordan River in California, Oregon, other states of western U.S. where we should be grabbing this water. There's hundreds of examples of primary water sources, and one is in the spring. It's a remarkable source of water that supplies over 1 million people of Damascus and Syria, and is also the principal source of the Barada River. And so there was a report on the spring states, and this was a quote from that. It has been enclosed in a structure since the Roman times, resembles an underground river several meters across, which flows up and out of the limestone formation of the mountain. The total flow has averaged 8.63 cubic meters per second, about 132,000 GPM. End of close quote. It is important to consider that many mines in the world have been washed out before they could ever be worked out, and many working mines are pumping out thousands of gallons of water per day. And then two examples of that is the Comstock mine in Nevada and the Tombstone mine in Arizona. And eventually both had to be abandoned, yet we can't clue in that there's water if we're pumping it out. At 32,000 feet down the Comstock mine, they encountered a washout. Several hydraulic pumps were employed, finally lifting up 5,200,000 gallons every 24 hours out here in the West, out here in the desert, or 3,600 gallons a minute. Within 36 hours after the pumps were stopped, the water had risen, filling the entire lower workings of that mine. It's pretty astounding, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, they're talking about this being primary water. This is called groundwater. Uh-huh. And the reason they call it primary is because even here in the U.S., 51% of our water comes from wells. Mm-hmm. In rural areas like ours, almost 99%. Mm-hmm. So it is primary. Mm-hmm. In fact, today I was at a home up in mm-hmm. Pine Valley that mm-hmm. was having a groundwater issue getting right. into their basement because of how much rain they've gotten in that area, snow melt.
Yep.
Now
right.
it's raised the water table. Mm-hmm. So there is a vast amount of water below us, and a hydrologist is who I would love to hear from when we get to this kind of issues. Listening to the manager, mm-hmm. the manager, he said, well, I listen to all these people, but we need to be able to listen to the people he's listening to.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that's where I'd like to know.
Okay. All right. I'll work on that. Hey, thanks. I'll work on getting a hydrologist on the show. In fact, somebody had suggested somebody to me, and I completely dropped the ball on that, getting them on the show. I need to do that because this is, like I said, this has just been around for so long. And it's around all of us, and we need to recognize it. And I don't know why cities are... They only think in one way, and that mm-hmm. was the pipeline. We can mm-hmm. only have a pipeline save us. So not true. This is not some up-in-the-night idea. All right, I'll take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. I'm not sure if you know about these people. I can't remember what they're called. I'd only heard about them once. They're gifted people who claim to have the ability to find where water is under the ground. And mm-hmm. I've done it before. If you type it in on Google, you gifted people who find the flow of drinking water. I don't know. They're mm-hmm. like a cross between a psychic and a something. I don't know if any of this really
Navajo.
Works.
Right.
I just thought it was interesting since I bring it up. And
all right.
The only other water song offering I have is Water, which is the B-side of the Rose Royce song Car Wash, but the problem with that is if you play any of that, then you have to play the song Car Wash. Well, you don't have to, but you want to, so
okay, I will.
Yeah, that takes up a lot of time. But
thank you.
I'm not in Utah, I'm in mm-hmm. Colorado, but I listen to all three every day.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
There's one big problem with primary water,
mm-hmm.
and that is if we strike it, we could recreate the Great Flood, because that's where the water for the Great Flood came from.
Okay, but for eons, and especially over in the Middle East and all the areas I cited, they haven't had that issue. But it seems to be watering Israel quite well for decades. But, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just if we go overboard, you know, yeah, we'll create a problem. But,
well, I think we have a bigger...
Moses struck the rock and water came up. So,
yeah, I think our bigger problem is at hand is only thinking that a pipeline is where everybody financially gains selling their property, certain people anyway, the financial gain and control over the pipeline. I think that's such a bigger fish to fry since we haven't really had that issue come about. Well, but yeah, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks. Go ahead.
Water, the quantity of water is not the problem. It's there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Thank you for that. Yeah, it is. That's why it can't be denied.
The caller before last was talking about dowsing.
Mm-hmm.
They're called dowsers. And
dowsers.
They use a divining rod.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also known as a witching rod.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a form of divination employed in attempts to find groundwater. And there are people out there who claim to have this ability to use a divining rod and find water.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
I had some property outside.
Turn your dial down.
I'm trying to do it.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I had some property, 10 acres, outside of Leeds, between Leeds, the city of, and Anderson Junction, when there was hardly any homes there now. And I had deeded to the property 5.9 acre feet of water. And we had our own well that was only 100 feet down. And it was called the Navajo Springs Aquifer that came out of not only Pine Valley, but from up through Browse and a little further north.
Mm-hmm.
And the state finally came to do a testo. And they said, gee, you've got a lot more than 5.9 acre feet. You could run this thing full blast 24/7, 365 days a year, and nobody would ever know because, well, I said, I have an orchard. I use what I need. I don't, you know, squander water. But the bottom line is the state did come in, and further up the road from Anderson Junction across the street, people know that they put in those tanks. They dug in above the flow. We're trying to rob the underwater. As I said, it was only 100 feet down. It wasn't even that. It was so close to the surface. And the hydrologist that came in from the state was actually from Boston, and I'm from New York, so we clicked and we hit it off real good. And he told me, he said, there's so much water here, it's a joke. He said that there is no shortage, there never has been, and there never will be.
Right.
And there's a person out there called RT who is a criminal trying to make it sound like we need to build a pipeline, which is a hooey.
Thank you for that.
I know that's slander, perhaps, but I just said RT. I didn't say anything other than that. But you know who I'm talking about. We don't need a pipeline. We need to take what's already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Do you think I'm speaking straight up, or do you think I'm whistling Dixie?
Oh, I think you're.
I think you're right, speaking
straight up. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
The pipeline is not about water. Mm-hmm. It's about land.
Yes, thank you.
Very little to do with water, but there's a lot to do with land.
Yeah. I'll get a hydrologist on the show so we can really talk in depth about this. And maybe I'll do a special podcast on that because everyone's affected by this. It doesn't matter where you live. This is not a local issue, obviously. And I don't think we realize if we really stop and think about how much has been controlled by government, because it has been by local conservancy boards and water boards, that we just sort of give them that, like it's natural and supposed to be that way because it's happened that way for so long, that we get lost in these kinds of conversations sometimes because we don't understand what in the world, what? Primary what? What are you talking about? Even though this is a pretty well-known thing, I think that it's really hard to separate ourselves out from the narrative that we're always told, consistently told. It is hard to break out of that. It's probably why the mayor had a hard time with me even mentioning primary water is because something he probably hasn't looked into. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
I was the whole I seen a guy do that water witching thing with a couple of rods.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
I was trying to locate the water line in my yard so I could dig it up and put a shut off. Because the only way I could shut it off was down at the meter, which is a freaking quarter of a mile away. So he come out with a couple of these rods. He spun them in the air, and when he crossed the water line, they crossed.
Hmm. Wow.
Hmm. And he was right on. I mean, he marked it with some paint.
And that's where it was.
That's exactly where it was. I have a buddy with the backhoe. He said, I'm not going to come up there till you get to it. So I don't hit anything because my power was right by there, too. But
yeah,
it was right where he marked it.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So
I
that's not rocket science, I don't think.
I don't think so either. You don't even have to call 1-800-RENT-A-DOWSER. You can just make sure and put the word out, get somebody on your property. Thank you for that. I really
we're all on groundwater here where I am. It's all private wells.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we got big storage tanks and all that stuff, but.
Thank you.
But we got like five wells up here.
Ah,
it's just gravity-fed water. All the tanks are uphill.
Nice.
Interesting how that happens, huh? Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Water witching was very common as we moved westward.
Yeah.
That's how they found water.
Yep. Water finds its way to the surface is the message there, and moves up the weak areas of the Earth's crust, and it continues moving upward until it is blocked or it finds a way to the surface. And the weaker areas are associated with mountain ranges where faults are common. Mm-hmm. So that's why you have that to begin with. And so when they say that, they consider the source of that river, they don't consider where the river comes from, where that's coming from. And that's what's so bothersome about not understanding this at all. And I don't even claim to be the most schooled in this, of course. But I know enough to know that I can rely on hydrologists and people that know what they're doing and can look through history and even tell you what Israel's doing, what the Romans are doing, what Syria's doing. I mean, it's ridiculous to ignore all of that.
Sure. There's even fresh water that comes up in the ocean. Out of the floor of the ocean.
Yeah. We just can't. When a mine is getting a washout here in the desert, doesn't that just scream volumes for Captain Obvious? I mean, and then of course, that Kate or Milty, we're up in the night. how do you combat that kind of school of thought? Anyway, it's frustrating. I get frustrated sometimes. I really do. It's frustrating. Local government can be very, very frustrating. So we didn't get to a lot of what we were going to talk about, but that's okay. I'll deal with it tomorrow, and we'll get to it tomorrow because there was a couple local issues. But I just, again, wanted to state that obviously this is so extremely important to us, and that please go to primarywater.org if you'd like to learn more. Post the link on social media. Let's talk about it here in this community and get people off of this pipeline. For the right reasons. That's what's important. For the right reason. And we can tap into those water sources that are already there. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show on the National Show. And in just a few minutes, stay with us.